The first pitch of the 2017 College World Series is this Saturday in Omaha, Nebraska. And like other major sporting events, the NCAA Baseball Championship brings a lot of fans in, and sadly also people being sold for sex. But sex trafficking is also a problem outside Nebraska's largest city in rural small towns. Mike Tobias from NET News reports, and a warning, this story deals with a subject matter of an adult nature.
Most of our trafficking victims, this is kind of where we're going to start as far as once we
Jamie Manzer gives me a tour of the SASA Crisis Center. It helps domestic and sexual violence victims. That includes women sold against their will for sex. We're in SASA's gifts room, stocked with basics like soap, toothpaste, and t-shirts.
Most of our trafficking victims feel dirty, and that's more symbolic than realistic.
SASA is a first point of contact for people escaping trafficking. Manzer led the organization for several years. During one, they saw 14 sex trafficking victims. SASA isn't located in a big city. It's in Hastings in central Nebraska, population 25,000. The agency serves mostly rural counties.
What we're typically seeing are acquaintances, partners, prostituting out their intimate partner, most typically a male pimping out a female, though that's not always the case. And what we're seeing is it's for drugs, it's for alcohol, it's for access to shelter.
Manzer says they once helped women being trafficked in a town of just 500 people. They've seen women being trafficked at a county fair, even the state fair nearby Grand Island, a city of 50,000.
For the state fair, we did have three ladies brought on motorcycle from Daytona Beach, Florida, into the community, locked in hotels for multiple days. And then the gentleman who'd brought them there, who they thought they knew and thought were acquaintances of theirs, brought multiple men in, blindfolded them, forced them to have sex. So they couldn't even tell me who they'd had sex with, how many times.
It happens virtually anywhere.
Stephen O'Mara was the Nebraska Attorney General's first human trafficking coordinator.
Even if you just followed the major interstate system that all the way from Omaha out through Scotts Bluff, there is measurable sex trafficking that occurs virtually all the time, particularly during major events, but all the time across all of Nebraska.
Although it's faced legal challenges, the classified ads website Backpage is still one of the places buyers are looking and traffickers are selling. Backpage's dating area includes listings that leave little to the imagination. One typical ad offers a, quote, classy and erotic woman available in a rural city.
The commercial sex market is strong across the state.
Krista Price is co-director of Creighton University's Human Trafficking Initiative, which researches the area's commercial sex industry. They did a deep dive analysis of thousands of Backpage posts and found 900 people are sold for sex each month in Nebraska. Almost all are female. Some are likely involved in voluntary prostitution, but three-fourths have some signs of being trafficked. A map shows where sex is for sale in Nebraska. There's lots of activity in the state's larger cities, but also indications of activity in towns of 2,000. Terry Clark co-directs the initiative. He says there's a reason commercial sex posts include references to these small towns.
There's got to be a clientele there, and it wouldn't be one or two people.
Again, Stephen O'Mara.
If there's any kind of a viable prostitution market, there is almost certainly sex trafficking in that location. And the reality is there is a viable prostitution market adjusted for population virtually everywhere.
The Creighton University research shows levels of per capita commercial sex activity similar to Nebraska in states like Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. Fighting sex trafficking is difficult anywhere, but there are special challenges in rural areas, including frontline agencies with limited resources and training. Jamie Manzer of SASA says it's hard for trafficking victims to privately get help in everyone-knows-everyone small towns, and isolation of victims in rural areas is a common tool used by traffickers. Her message? Sex is for sale everywhere, and those being sold don't want to be.
And I think that once we can understand that piece of it, that every time you're looking at a prostitute, you're probably looking at a victim of human trafficking. My hope is that that subtle demand will be affected and that by consequence, supply will dwindle.
Dwindling from rural areas where people are surprised to learn that sex trafficking happens. For Here and Now, I'm Mike Tobias.